HIW Mobile.
4HKX. Good morning, Dave.
I heard that fuzzy sound on the repeater this morning. Sounds like it's all burned off now, though. You sound clear as can be.
It seems like it happens after you talk for about 10, 15 minutes.
If you're paying attention to that, let me know. We haven't fixed the primary yet, so I'd hate for the secondary to get the same issue. I don't know if it might be morning and night, like it does that in the evenings and in the mornings, too. I don't know if that's got something to do with wave propagation through the atmosphere when the sun is coming up and the sun is coming down. It might have something to do with it, too, but hopefully it's not the secondary doing the same thing the primary did.
That's just what I've noticed because the primary done it, and you told me that, and I just kind of paid of attention, and it done the same thing because it worked great for the first part of our trip in, and then all of a sudden it just dropped out, and we get to where you couldn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, I know. I was working on a program, and I was listening. I heard what you were talking about.
Like you, I'm hoping it's nothing like that. It's just propagation, and we'll move on, because I'd hate for the repeater to go down.
We could go through before it go down. I mean, if push comes to shove, we'll do another emergency run up there. But there's a couple more spares in storage in case anything happens. So shouldn't be any danger of it going down. At least if it does, it wouldn't be for very long.
To know, I have come to really enjoy the repeater, so I'd hate to see something happen to it, even for a short period of time.
The rest of us, we all get, you know, you don't miss something until it's gone. And there have been points in time when it was gone, but they try to keep that far and few between. So you're, let's see, today is Tuesday. I'm trying to figure out where you are and what days. I guess you're starting your migration across from the west to the east.
You are correct. I am in the Cherrydale area today, and the little outlying areas there.
It's a beautiful day out here. You're so lucky. You get to spend the day out here. I know you're inside for part of the day, but you get to spend little pieces of time outside, enjoying the blue sky and the green grass and the green trees and the clear air. Got to be nice. You got to enjoy that.
And to be honest with you, only for a short period of time when I worked at DuPont, that's the way it's been my entire working career. Even as a mechanic, the doors are open and you're moving around and you can come and go in and out as you want to. And most of the time, for me, since I worked on trucks, I had to go to another building to get parts, so I was in and out all the time.
Fortunate that mine was the exact opposite of that. Every now and then you'd walk by and you could see across the room there was a window, there was some glass, and you could see some blue sky out there. Saw more of that when I was like on the 7th floor of the Gateway Village in Charlotte. I could see that. Went uptown a few times and got in some of the skyscrapers up there, and those people really got a view. But you notice how dirty the air is when you work that high up, and you can see for that far of a distance. Every day gives you a little bit different distance you can see, and you don't notice it down here on the ground, but when you get up high and you look out for long distances, you notice it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You get up on the mountain peaks, and it's the same thing. You look down in the valleys, and you look at the air, and you're like, man, I just come out of that. And you can tell when it's hazy. It's always nice in the wintertime when that cold, crisp air comes in, and it's just so blue after the summer. And the first couple of times, you start realizing how clear and clean the air is when it's cold like that.
But that cold air, it dries out all that moisture, and it also is denser. I remember going up to North Carolina to fly in competition airplanes, RC, and getting up there, and the planes just felt like they were, like they had helium in their wings, because the air was dense, and they would take longer to fall than down here where the air was thin. Cold and dense, really, really good flying conditions.
For good horsepower, too.
That's true, too. Those were nitro-burning engines. So, yeah, that's a higher grade of oxygen that's going in with that fuel gave you better performance, too. I guess the guys in North Carolina got used to that, but, you know, higher elevations in North Carolina. Then we go down to the other end of the state, and we'd be tuning our engines, you know, where it's lower and hotter and flatter and drier. We'd be tuning our engines, and those guys, they had theirs that were from there, they would have theirs already tuned to that atmosphere, and they'd be doing great. We'd be struggling.
That cold, dense air, it does feed one much better, and you definitely have to tune for that and put some more fuel to it.
Scientists on TV yesterday talking about the oxygen that's in the air, like we don't have a very high percentage of oxygen, it's really, really low. And he said if it was to go up, if there were to be a whole lot more trees and a whole lot more rainforest, and you get up to like 30% oxygen, he said because when a forest fire started, it would never end. It would burn the whole forest down. It's kind of what happened to the astronauts in the Apollo 6, I think it was, when they were sitting in the capsule and they used pure oxygen inside the capsule and a fire broke out. You know, oxygen doesn't burn, but it facilitates burning. So everything caught on fire really, really fast because they had pure oxygen in there so they wouldn't have to pressurize the cabin. And that didn't work. They learned from that. Lost 3 astronauts because of that.
Amazing, because I think it's, what, an 80-20 mix of nitrogen and oxygen for what we're breathing right now?
Yeah, but I don't know for sure. He never did say. He never did say exactly what the mix is on Earth. I guess it changes, too. It's probably not constant. But he said all it takes is getting up to 30%. And once a fire started, there'd be so much oxygen, it would never go out.
You know how little it takes to do things sometimes.
Yeah, that we have, that we take for granted, that we don't even know we have. You know, something like that. I guess that's why everybody's so worried about the weather. You know, it doesn't take much. You tilt it. And when it happens, it's really, really fast. Right? And it's like, oh, what happened? Right? But if we're still here to realize what happened.
And I mean, it is a delicate balance that we walk, and sometimes it's hard to believe how that balance is maintained the way it is.
But, you know, all the other planets, when John's talking about that at night, when you think about all the other types of planets that are out there and the temperatures that they go through and the temperature variation that we don't go through, it's amazing. Anyway, I'm at home, so I'm going to get out. I'm going to bail. And have a good day. Enjoy this beautiful day out here. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
W4FCM. My son called. He's going to call me. He said, when you guys finish, I think he's going to call me now. W4FCM listening.
Spear propagation, because it hadn't done it since you and I have been talking, so, and it would have done it already. So that's good to know. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, Dave.
KD4FDI, W4FCM. KW4FCM.
Gary.
Power supply hooked up. Good deal. Isn't that neat? It's a cute little power supply. I've had that for years and never used it. I use everything but my battery, but works well, doesn't it?
Looks great. Sounds good, too.
It's supposed to be a thunderstorm starting 3 o'clock, so I'm sure you want to get out of there. I cut our grass yesterday, and man, I'm sore all over after. It took me an hour and 15 minutes on the mower. But it looks good. Your mother's going to weed eat this morning real quick. I love you, John. Always good to hear you. And I knew you'd call when they were done, so I was just waiting for you to give a call. W4FCM signing. Be careful today in the rain.
Yeah, I got a good bit to do today, and I got some help today, so that's good. So, yeah, sounding great, and a few more days, we got some football coming around, right?
I can't believe it's streaming, though, only, and we don't have ESPN Plus. I have to sit in front of the computer, won't get to see it. Ohio State plays Notre Dame Saturday. Kyle's there with Travis. Travis will be yelling, go Ohio State, and Kyle will be yelling, go Notre Dame. That'll be interesting.
Well, that's fun, though. Good for them. All right, Pop, sounds good. Well, we'll catch you later, and good luck today, and We'll talk tomorrow. So W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Good to hear you. Thanks for being on. Yeah, I'm going to get some tires. That thing had a blowout, basically, and big old lump in it, going bum, 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 bum. So I'm glad it didn't kill me going down the road 50 miles an hour. W4FCM signing.
6-2, you don't mess around with that stuff, so just keep checking those tires. I checked mine. I think one of mine has a little leak in it, so I've got to get that plugged. But, all right, we'll catch you later. W4FC and KD4FDI. Okay, 4 5 level.
K4HKX, K4RM mobile. K4RM mobile clear. K4HKX, K4RM mobile. Been heard, K4RM mobile clear.
K4RM, W4NGU.
Phil, how are you? K4RM mobile.
Doing pretty good. How's the Pinson household?
That's about all I can say.
Sedco.
I'll make it this year.
Reservations. I don't think we're going either this year, but I sure hate it. That's the one I hate to miss.
I've been like 5 or 6 years in a row, and I've had something to come up, so I'm not going to be too brokenhearted missing one.
Well, the guys have got a good one planned. I wonder what attendance is going to be. Probably back in full force.
I haven't heard anybody say, how's your dad doing?
Not good. He's going down pretty severely.
In either the assisted or nursing home?
Oh, he's in skilled care, nursing home. Yeah, he couldn't make it with assisted.
Yeah, I seemed like last time we talked that was the case, or was headed that way anyway. Well, I hate to hear that, but we'll keep them in our prayers. All of you. Been there, done that, so know what it's like.
Well, I appreciate your prayers on it. Even spoon-feeding him, he's barely got the strength to get stuff down, chew it, and so we've gone to potatoes and pudding and all that kind of stuff, so it's getting pretty serious.
And my dad got to the point where everything he had to be pureed, and he had that, I forget what you call it, a swallowing problem, where it was aspirating.
I don't know what the technical name for it is, but they call it thickener at the nursing home, and that's got to be in everything, or he'll cough it right back up.
Exactly what you mean. We went through that as well. Well, been doing anything radio-wise lately?
Since I talked to you in the car that I'm talking on, and really like it. It's a dual band and got two receivers in it. I can put the other VFO somewhere else scanning, and it's a nice little addition to the car. That's about the only hamming I'm doing these days.
What radio is it?
It's a Yaesu 300. They got a 400 and they got something else, and this is the newest one, and just so happens the way the detachable thing fits in my dash, Teresa's real happy with it. She said, I like that radio. I'd never heard her describe a ham radio with that kind of fondness.
Thanks. So the control head separates from the radio and you got it mounted in your dash.
Yeah, and it's got a black face and white letters, so it's easy to see at night. My other choice, I'm kind of an icon man at heart, but all they had was a white screen with blue letters like my Icom 746, and that just tends to light up the car at night.
I'm talking on a FT, Yaesu FT8800 right here, so I like Yaesu mobiles. I'm pretty much an Icom person otherwise, but I like Yaesu's mobile radios.
Yeah, Yaesu just couldn't compete feature for feature, and it's got a lot of stuff I've never turned on it I need to read about. And I got the software, so it's pretty easy to program, so I'm kind of happy with it.
Brand new.
Yeah, I bought it from HRO. the bracket came with it, lo and behold, it was about $70 if I'd have bought the ICOM.
Where's the radio at? Under your seat or in, under the back seat?
It's actually in the trunk. And I got the speaker. It's actually stuck in the pouch on the passenger, the passenger seat. And it comes up, hits my ear real good with the sound, pretty direct path, so I'm even happy with where the speaker is.
A perfect setup, but it sounds good. I just pulled up at the office, so I got to go to that four-letter word, W-O-R-K. Good to hear you, Phil. Take care, and we'll talk soon. W4NGU, K4RM.
Tell Mary hello, and good to hear you. W4, never give up.